Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this part of the show contains a word that in some contexts isn't exactly family-friendly. See, back in August, three members of a Russian punk band were sentenced to 2 years in prison after a controversial performance in one of Moscow's major Orthodox cathedrals. But the story of this all-female collective, which calls itself Pussy Riot, isn't over yet. Joining me now in the studio is the New York Times' Robert Mackey. He's a reporter and editor for their blog, The Lead. Rob, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John.
So bring us up to speed for folks who maybe have heard the name Pussy Riot but didn't know what it was about. What are we talking about here?
Well, this is an all-female protest group that was formed specifically. They don't really perform except to protest. They were formed specifically to protest the Russian government and the kind of pretty obviously stage-managed return to power of Vladimir Putin. Or return to the presidency, rather, because
right.
People think he was in power all along. So they did a series of what might be called performance art stunts, as much as performances of songs, in the Russian subway system, in Red Square, outside a prison, and then ultimately in a very important Christian Orthodox church in Moscow. And in that performance, they called on the Virgin Mary to help them by ridding Russia of Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And they used a couple of obscene words. And they posted a version of that song, a video of them performing it in the cathedral on YouTube, which attracted a lot more attention than the actual protest.
And which attracted some perhaps initially wanted but ultimately unwanted attention from the Russian government and ended
That's
right. up with them being sentenced to 2 years in prison for this stunt. Now, it's a little hard to make out, but here's some audio of Pussy Riot's protest taking place in Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral. This was last February. And then you'll hear a little bit of the recording of the song that the band was singing during that protest, which they call Punk Prayer. So that's the Russian collective known as Pussy Riot, and their punk prayer, the sort of the refrain, Rob, translates as drive away Putin, that sort of
That's
sentiment.
Right. And they also call on the Virgin Mary to act as a feminist at the beginning of the...
So August 17th, they're convicted of, quote-unquote, hooliganism driven by religious hatred.
That's right.
So this brings up several things that we've seen playing out over the subsequent couple of weeks. First, the close relationship between Vladimir Putin and the Russian Orthodox Church, and then a sort of growing and increasingly violent rift between Russian Orthodox Christians, conservative Christians on the one hand, and the more liberal-leaning Pussy Riot supporters on the other.
Well, that's right. I mean, one central element, I think, of the way that the Russian state responded was to treat this entirely as a protest against the church itself. They completely omitted and never really mentioned that it was targeting Vladimir Putin. The women were arrested, the three women from the band. There are a couple are still at large and apparently have left Russia. But the women were arrested on the eve of Putin's election as president again. But since then, the entire way that the church, the church and state have dealt with this protest is as if it was directed at mocking and denigrating believers in Russian Orthodox Christianity.
Well, I mean, you know, if you watch the video online, I mean, these women, they're dressed in these hoods, these balaclavas. They're up on the altar of the cathedral, and they're sort of making these mocking sort of, you know, signs of the cross and stuff as they're chanting. I mean, and in the video, you can see sort of older women who are there in church to pray, and they're sort
That's
of
right.
baffled by all of this. I mean, you know, they did this song outside a prison, on the subway, all the other places you mentioned. At some point, They were being sort of knowingly transgressive here, weren't they?
Well, that's right. And they actually come from, the women are associated previously with a performance art group, a radical collective called Voyna, which is the Russian word for war. And they've done a lot of previous performance art stunts that are often sexual and transgressive in nature. They painted a huge penis on the bottom of a drawbridge so that when the bridge was raised, it would point at the local headquarters of the Secret Service. They had an orgy in the Zoological Museum, supposedly to protest the previous regime of Medvedev. And what's happened since then, which is interesting, is when the issue of Pussy Riot was raised today in an interview with the state-sponsored television channel Russia Today, or RT, which we can see here, Vladimir Putin did an exclusive interview with them, and they used part of that interview to raise the question of Pussy Riot. And Putin stressed two things. First of all, he acted as though he didn't really know and asked the host to explain what the first word of their name means and to see if he could translate it into Russian. The English-speaking host demurred, and they made some jokes about cats and things. But then he also focused very strongly on the idea that the group was attacking Christianity and that they were essentially sexual degenerates. Mm-hmm. So the kind of idea is to denigrate them, but again, to continually avoid the idea that their protests had anything to do with him.
And he said, you know, the state is obliged to protect the feelings of the faithful. Now, the faithful of very much, and this is something you've covered on the blog, The Lead, is the faithful have taken matters into their own hands, and we're seeing a kind of backlash, which seems to be pretty carefully orchestrated, because everywhere these people go, it seems there's state television cameras with them.
That's right. There's a sort of a very small group. I mean, you call it a handful of activists, really, of youth activists. I mean, are seeing is that the internet is being used by Putin's opponents in smart and often transgressive ways, like this Pussy Riot protest and in other ways. And then there's been some sort of attempt to use the same techniques to make the opposite message, to transmit the opposite message, most recently by about four or five Russian Orthodox Christians who were a figurehead. You know, they were a constant presence outside the trial during the Pussy Riot trial. And then they started doing stunts that they documented themselves, walking up to someone wearing a Pussy Riot t-shirt in a train station, ripping it off the person as he was wearing it, or just pulling it right off him. Then did launch two other interventions, kind of planned stunts, one of which was bursting into a theater that was performing a play, but basically a discussion of Pussy Riot with people involved in the case. They burst in and shouted, "Repent," and "Why do you hate the Russian people?" Disrupting that. And when they showed up, they were accompanied by a crew from state television.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a version. It has something that, you know, we might see as this sort of techniques used by an activist like James O'Keefe. But there's another way in which it's sort of like a Russian version of the show Punked, where people are—it's like a candid camera thing. And everywhere they turn up, the next day they barged into a sex museum in Moscow, whose owner is a known supporter of Pussy Riot, and threatened the staff, and were confrontational. And again, they were accompanied by a crew from Russian television.
Right, and as you report on your blog, they left a brick.
That's right.
Which, you know, in terms of like bad behavior, heaving a brick would be one thing, but leaving a brick in a museum is...
That's right. Although they did, it was interesting. I mean, I'm not sure exactly. I read this part through translation. They supposedly said something about this being the first stone, making a Christian reference,
which is
kind of unclear Christian reference, but it was, yeah.
All right. So some threatening acts happening really on both sides, and both sides using... not just old media like cameras and TV crews, but new media. I mean, what does this say about the internet as a way of sort of blowing up all of these, you know, small brush fires into huge global conflagrations?
Well, the thing in Russia specifically is that previously, because the state controls most of the media, most of the television stations, including Russia Today, which is an English language satellite channel we see here, but it's sponsored by the Russian Information Agency, an arm of the Kremlin. Because of that control of the state media, the opposition's complained for years that they don't really have any fair shake at presenting their case. And they've made quite smart use of YouTube and of social networks. People use Twitter. Alexei Navalny, an important blogger there, uses Twitter. And there's a Live Journal, which is an early blogging platform, is now owned by a Russian company and is very popular there. And then these acts, the Russian Orthodox activists, these couple of guys, Have been very proudly documenting what they're doing on something called VKontakt, or VK, which is essentially looks exactly like Facebook. It's like a Russian version of Facebook.
So it's all happening online, but actually it's happening. I mean, we've seen artists like Björk and Madonna doing concerts and performances in support of the band Pussy Riot. Vladimir Putin also said today, "I know what is going on with Pussy Riot, but I am staying out of it completely." The three convicted band members have since appealed their sentences. We'll see what happens. 2 years, including time served, was their original sentence for hooliganism driven by religious hatred. And we've been speaking with Robert Mackey. He's reporter and editor for the New York Times blog, The Lead. Rob, it's a still unfolding story. Thanks for keeping us up to date on it.
Thank you.
And this is the song that members of Pussy Riot released on the day of their sentencing. It's called Putin Lights Up the Fires. Государство тюрьме сильнее времени. Чем больше арестов, тем больше счастья. А каждый арест с любовью к сексисту. Качнувшему щеки, как грудь и живот. Нас нельзя захватить.